Everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Patrick, the serial killer.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Glad to be back in the podcasting, Survivor podcasting chair, Mike Bloom. Thank you so much for filling in for me last week.
I am so glad that you're back.
Wow. Was Mike that bad?
No, Mike wasn't that bad. It's just a lot of pressure and a lot of responsibility.
So you're saying that when I'm here, you just don't really care or put in the effort?
I it's so nice to not sit in that chair. Okay, I trust most of you here to do a good podcast with me, but...
Wow. I don't even know what shade you're throwing in that statement.
That could be me, you, or Mike.
Yeah, exactly. It could be anybody with that statement.
I guess maybe someone should just do a podcast by themselves.
Yeah.
And then she'd throw shade at herself.
I
don't like how you podcast.
Well, what? I'm a Catholic New York Italian woman.
Talking to you.
Throwing shade at myself is kind of what I do.
So
can I just say this, though? That was one of the angriest looks anyone's ever been voted off. I mean, look, literally, if he had a gun or a knife or something, I think he would have attacked him.
What did you see? The San Diego surfer, what's his name again? I'm blanking on his name. He looked at
Devin.
Devin. Yeah. Sir Bolton looked at Devin, and then Devin just kind of looked down in a way. he couldn't even face it.
Well, that's the perfect name for him, Sir Bolton.
Well, so I coined that term the first week of or during our preseason pick, and apparently that is the kind of going internet name.
Because I had three other names for him. It's an octopus. No, it's a rock. The honeymoon is over. And that was with Jessica and Cole is a 10 or whatever. Cole is
my goal.
Cole is my goal. And then Lauren equals Jay. They hate redheads. So, but I just went as I saw that. I go, oh my God. I would have been afraid.
Yeah. It was.
Do they have security standing by?
I believe they do. I mean, they would have to have some type of security there, you know?
I hope you all lose. You're liars.
Defining.
Luckily, Sir Bolton. Sad. Didn't have any luckily, Sir Bolton didn't have any dogs.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Anywho.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler.
So, without any further ado, we should jump in this recap. But before we do that, I want to make a call out to the people that make the show possible. Our patrons. All of the podcasts that are done on the Jay and Jack Network are supported by you, the listener. Whether you contribute $1 on up or whether you use our Amazon page to buy things. Like you can buy a house right now for $36,000 through jayandjack.com/Amazon.
Yeah, a tiny house.
Or giving us a review on iTunes. If you like what we do, please give us a review on iTunes. Don't give a review on iTunes because you might. You know, give us a bad rating for all the other hosts that aren't you.
Yes. I like Colleen, but Jack, Mike, and Jay are terrible.
The worst.
Horrible.
They put too much pressure on me.
It is a lot of pressure sitting there.
Yeah, record.
Sitting in my chair, the producer's chair.
I will say, though, I was technically, I got a show out on time. So the first time we tried to do it. So I was I am the most successful producer of the season so far.
Whoa. I would say that's a yes because we only had to record it once.
Wait, hold on. I produced the preseason show, so come on. Does that count? Does that not count as preseason show?
Yeah, the first 20 minutes I had to re-record my audio.
That's right. Okay. Yeah,
there's been problems with both episodes you recorded. Right. I knew there was something wrong with that. You're couldn't
right.
remember.
You're right. Yeah.
But Colleen probably wrote it down.
I have
don't realize
right
that
here.
At the end of each Survivor Jay, Jack, and Colleen season, Colleen has an airing of the grievances to Jack and I, and she reads off all the things that we've done to upset.
It factors what goes into my rider for the next year.
But the best part is we do it on Skype. She doesn't know I just leave the room and come back an hour and a half later. Is she still going? All right, okay, go back out.
Boo.
Anyway, that's the worst day in this producer chair. Hoo. All right, Colleen, I'm just kidding. You are the rock, the foundation of this podcast.
You are the octopus rock. Are you stupid? Why do people vote me
off? Why didn't somebody just pick up the rock and show it to him? Is that an octopus?
It's a baby octopus.
It's while it's in rock form, clearly.
It's a Loch Ness monster, man. It's cool.
Oh, boy.
Well,
okay.
Maybe it's a rock lobster.
Rock lobster.
All right, Colleen, please. End this madness.
I don't think I can. All right, Survivor, Triple H, Episode 3, My Kisses Are Very Private. We go to the Hustlers. What?
Her kisses are very private.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do remember that. I don't just kiss anyone.
Wait, I think it was Slug and Love, hashtag Slug and Love.
Slug and Love.
That's the next Beyonce and Jay-Z single.
Well, unfortunately,
Slug
the honeymoon's
and
over.
Love.
We can see why she's not really good on relationships, because the minute he went away from her plan. Anyway.
No, I think that's probably cements the fact that they're in a relationship.
That's true. Maybe Jeff.
Fair point,
Jeff Colleen. Jeff should have waited for the analogy when they go to tribal. Because he asked Ryan, and Ryan's like, "What? I don't know. I don't."
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway. Hustlers Day 7. Simone's clothing's up for grabs. They try on her suit and her high heel boots.
Can I say something? It took me like 10 minutes to remember who Simone was.
Jack, and wasn't that your pick to go home?
Yeah, it was my pick to go home. I go, wait a minute, who's Simone? Why did you have so many clothes? Who's Simone? I kept trying to think. I go, and then about when they moved on to the next tribe, I go, oh, that's right, Simone. Got it. Okay.
You know.
So what's going to happen at the reunion show? Who's that girl in the back?
Well, at least you won't forget who Sir Bolton is.
No. I wonder if he'll be allowed to be there.
That's very true.
Rob him, still had him off to the side.
Yeah. All right.
He was angry.
He was. Focusing. High heels. High heel boots. The guys want to get rid of Lauren next. Lauren is trying to feel included, but she's having a tough time because she's not in their age group. Being a mom who is older.
I mean, that's got to be tough. I mean, again, I think we've talked about it before. Was it the Heroes Tribe? But it's got to be a tough thing to overcome, because it's like, especially people with kids, it's an easy identifiable thing. But when you're that separate in terms of life experiences, it's got to be harder to quickly mingle with all of the rest of the tribe.
Yeah.
Not to mention she played center field for the Yankees for 25 years. So
you know,
there's that too.
I believe her more than Debbie.
No, Debbie has a baseball card showing that she replaced Lou Gehrig. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like Lauren, so
she laid it on. I thought she played a great game, and she hit the button she had to hit.
Yeah, I will say she played.
The Yankees are winning right now.
They are. They're going to dash the poor Cleveland Indians' hopes.
It's only the fifth.
What's the score?
3-0.
3-0.
Hate the Yankees. Oh, but I hate the Dodgers, too, so if they both play each other, can I hope for a tie?
Yeah. I would say Dodgers more than Yankees, just saying.
You hate?
Yeah, because the Dodgers bought their team. At least the Yankees stopped, and started actually building a farm system again and training for players.
So
anyways, moving on.
Lauren, softball, not rugby. Like I kept thinking during the show, the episode. Were you here last week when we were talking about...
I wasn't on the show last week.
Was it last week we were talking about how we want to see a tribe of all moms?
No, that must have been your other husband, Colleen. I'm sorry.
I think hashtag it was Mike. Awkward. Mike said that.
No, I said that I'd love to see a tribe of all moms, but...
Yeah,
okay.
I think I disagreed so I wouldn't get hate mail.
Moms versus dads. Everybody would have something to relate to.
Oh, God. But honestly, if they could do millennials versus Gen X, they could do moms versus dads.
Yeah, exactly.
In terms of horrible archetypes.
Or it could be...
It'd just be called Battle of the Sexes. What can you say that, though?
That's very true, but everybody would have that relatable life experience.
No
unless...
kids versus with kids versus...
is grandparents.
Versus people who just stopped caring.
All right. The deaf in who I wrote down because I couldn't remember his name at first. I was like, San Diego Surfer Dude joins the women in the water. Excuse me. And they talk about Patrick's... Oh, wait. Yeah, poor tribal council performance. Sorry. Patrick had so many poor performances on this show. It's kind of hard to keep them all straight. We go over to the heroes. It's day 7. Chrissy and Ben are a team. Alan is struggling with opening a coconut.
How can someone that what's his name? Who's your hero? The crybaby guy?
Fishback.
Yes.
Fishback could open up a coconut better. This guy's chiseled. He's built. He can't open up a coconut.
It's not a technique. There's probably a way with the flick of the wrist, and you have to just do it just right.
Well, I was waiting for you to chop off a finger.
I thought the same thing. The way his thumb was kind of holding out, I was like, oh my God, is he going to be the first emergency evacuation?
I was ready to cover Zach's eyes. He's going to get a boo-boo. Ashley thinks that JP is getting dreamier and dreamier as the days go on.
I'm just not seeing it. Colleen was agreeing with that, and I was just like, I'm not.
Yeah, we were objectifying.
In my eyes.
She didn't point out after it came out. That's a big catch there.
Yeah, she said that's a good size, JP.
Good size. That's what it was. Yeah, I'm like going.
And I was like, I want to see.
And then Alan said, you're a team. See? I called it. You're a team. Now open up
commenting on the size of his junk. I knew it.
Boy, that's a mighty big swordfish you just brought in from the ocean, JP.
Literally, he just caught bait. I mean, I don't know what the big deal was.
It wasn't that big of a fish.
Regardless,
she was playing at a different
type
of
my
game.
Goldfish is bigger than the fish. I'm not even exaggerating.
Yo, well, now we have JP, who last week lamented that if he was going to be in a power couple, he might as well get the benefits. And we have Ashley, who is definitely starting to see the benefits. So, wonder who's the race to who's going to hook up first. But anyway, Ashley makes a case to Alan. I'm sorry, to Ben, who to get rid of Alan, getting rid of Alan over JP, which kind of makes Ben a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
We head over to the healers or healders,
Ben,
as I wrote.
Ben's a smart player. I think we've said that before. But
yeah, he's playing smart.
Yeah,
he is. He's very observant, and like I said, she was pushing too hard to get Alan off. So
no, I think
that's
she was pushing too hard to get Alan voted off.
There we go.
My God. There was less pressure last week when Mike was here.
That's because Mike has this halo effect where we feel like we all have to behave with him. And then when he I was listening to Stranger Things and Mike dropped an A-bomb. And I was like, ooh, Mike said a better word.
Mike always swears on the podcast.
I know, but he's always the one that swears on your shows.
He doesn't slow down. He just swears and just keeps rolling.
I know.
He don't give a F.
No. Darn it, Mike.
All right, we go to the healers tribe. Joe is all like, we're the dominant tribe. Yay, us. Everyone is still on the same page with Mike being voted out first. Things couldn't be better right now. And I was so thinking, Joe, you're totally going home this episode. Jessica is glad. Then we go over to the water. Jessica is glad that she gets to bond and form a connection with Cole. We get this super, adorable confession in which she gets all, giggly and embarrassed and admits that she's a virgin and she's a hashtag slug in love.
Well, I thought you were going to say first something else for a second.
I
said, whoa.
It's just a
one better Mike.
Slug in love.
You got to say that real slow.
You got to finish that one quickly.
Slug
in love.
Yeah.
They do make a great couple, even though we just talked about last week, because Cole is my goal. Was worried that she's really old.
Yeah.
She's 30.
I think she's 29, right, or something. She's not even a full 30.
She's pretty. She's pretty old.
Well,
they wouldn't let her bring a rascal on the island. That was disturbing.
I'm glad last week we didn't joke that maybe she could teach him a few things because she was older. Hashtag slug in love. Just kidding. This was super adorable. I really loved this.
It was cute.
Would they not have pretty good looking kids?
I think they're both attractive.
I think they'd have beautiful kids. I think.
Yeah.
Unless they both had plastic surgery.
I don't think so.
Just saying. I'm just saying. That happens.
Doesn't look like that. I mean, as young and youthful as Cole is, I just don't see it.
Are you more in love with Cole or Jessica J?
Cole.
If I had to pick between two, I'd pick Cole. Jessica's not my type.
You like those rock hard abs?
Yeah. I mean, just imagine like snuggling on those.
You'd cut yourself.
Yeah, you probably would. You could.
No, Cole is that a fit? He looks like that because he spends a lot of time in the fresh mountain air when he's helping the troubled youth.
And having recently been in the fresh mountain air, I know I could handle a hike with Cole.
Uh-huh. And it looks like you have the same chiseled abs after getting back, too.
I do.
All right, so Cole guarantees Jessica that she's safe, tells her that Joe has the idol.
I'm going to give you a kiss.
It was so cute.
It was so cute. On the cheek. She had to, like, add that in. Yeah. Like, yes, we all saw it was on the cheek. Adorable qualifier, but thank you.
I was thinking huge mistake, because if anybody's watching that...
They're on like a private beach.
But she kind of hugged him and she kissed him. I mean, it was innocent, but I'm like, going, if I'm watching, I see these two people together all the time, uh-huh. and I see that, Alan put thought that JP and Ashley were a couple, power couple for just walking together. I mean, just can you imagine that?
Oh my God! If it's Alan and the two of them on a tribe next week, Alan is gonna like lose his S.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful in this game, and it's all about, you know, it's not just matter what it's what you say, it's what you do, and that wasn't a smart play.
Yeah, we go over to the Hustlers, day 8. Sir Bolton is looking for the idol. I don't think there was anything really else noteworthy from this scene. Zach was kind of loud. This is the point where Jay was like, why don't you leave mommy alone or she's going to kill you? And I was like, yes, please.
Was Zach saying, I don't like the redhead guy?
No, he voted for the blue team to win the game.
And daddy got stuck with the red team.
So daddy lost, but mommy got second. He won. And then clapped.
You bet on it?
We did.
We bet,
actually, we did.
We bet some Oreo cookies on it.
Nice. And Zach won anyway, right?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jay lost, so he did bedtime. All in a day's work for mommy.
Oh, is that what you really bet? Who has put Zach to bed?
No.
No.
I was going to say, I'd put a little more effort into making the pick.
We go over to the healers. Joe is complaining. Some people don't like Joe. Cole isn't liking how much power Joe has, and he and Jessica decide that they want to try to blindside Joe. Were they talking about, like, throwing the challenge?
No, I just think they're saying if we did lose,
yeah.
it would make sense. I didn't think they were putting that out there, I don't think.
At first, I thought that's what they were saying.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I got, and then when they took it to the others, I didn't so much get that impression, so I wanted to know what you guys thought.
Not my first impression was that they were talking about that. Go, don't throw the challenge. It never works.
No, but, I didn't. I never got that sense. I never did.
Yeah.
Well, did you win today? Oh, no, you lost.
I didn't. Clearly.
Yes. So much to Jessica's dismay, Cole tells Rourke and Desi, who finally get some screen time, has the idol.
Desi's my winner pick, isn't she?
Yeah.
So I'm worried about the amount that we're seeing her right now. But
actually, it helps if they don't see him for like first 10 episodes.
Is this a Michelle winner's edit?
That's Michelle's winner edit.
Jessica's upset because he took an unnecessary risk telling everybody, and it may have been too early to tell them.
She was right.
Yeah, I do agree with her.
Is this where Joe's throwing the food away instead of eating it?
Yes, this was that same sequence.
This is raw. I don't like it. This is raw. I don't like it. Just throw it away. I go, God, this guy's obnoxious.
Yes, he is.
He really doesn't know how to play the game.
Well,
it's like he's still the guard and they're the prisoners.
Yep.
Hey, this is like, personality.
It's just how he's treating everybody.
Yep.
True. We go to the immunity challenge. The blue team won. The red team lost. Christopher Bolton let them down.
Is this a Dr. Seuss novel? The blue team won. The red team lost.
Red fish, blue fish.
Sir Bolton didn't really floss.
Well, the yellow team, if they would have just... I mean, how could they not see the block sitting there?
See, that's why, again...
Actually, I can see how that could happen, because, like, the bags are the same color, and they're all kind of... It kind of was all next to each other, so I could see how in the rush of it, the adrenaline rush of it, they would.
Well, I mean, they weren't like the bright.
But once they realized they didn't have, nobody looked around for the block. Like, what are we missing? It must be a block.
They realized after Jeff said it, but they were the first ones done. So technically, their tower was the highest. But they knew
someone said we're missing a block, and they, I didn't see them go look for the block. And also, I would have had someone other than Ryan stacking the red block. Even though he's the lightest, he also seemed like he was the weakest with his – he couldn't stand up.
You needed to have a bit of a core to like be able to hold yourself up.
Yeah, Jessica did a great job.
Up and he couldn't. He could see he was wobbling. They're trying to brace him up. You can only brace someone up so much when it hits that high. So made a mistake there.
With the forgotten block thing, that was the moment where I was like, oh, maybe they did want to throw the challenge. Maybe accidentally forgetting the block was a convenient way to lose the challenge.
But don't you think they would have like shown that was the case?
Clearly. Once they went back and they still won.
But when you're still tied, the reward is still tied to the challenges. I mean, yeah, chickens. You're not going to give up chickens.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm just saying that they're forgetting that kind of threw me off a little bit because then I was like, wait, what?
I know. Is Patrick still throwing the bags trying to get the... when you're not even reaching the
you can tell he was gassed. Yeah. Like, just get somebody else in there.
And he just... That's where Lauren was good at opening up a hole, you know, the crack, because he's obviously not a team guy. He just he just gets in his zone. He goes... They kept saying, "I got. Why don't you take a break? Take a break." Him not being a good player, not you know the whole rock thing with the octopus. I mean, he's just like that around camp the whole time. That he's not good at the challenges. If he can't, you have to work as a team. And she was 100% right.
Yep.
Yes, she was. Lauren wants to make sure that Patrick goes home and not her. This is the second week in a row where the quote before the commercial break has actually resulted in that person going home.
Yeah.
Hashtag break edit.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we seeing a change? We go to the Hustlers now, clearly. We spend the last 12 minutes of the episode with them, or whatever it is, 15 minutes of the episode with them. Sir Bolton wants Lauren out. He decides to go talk to her to make sure that she, for some reason...
That she wants to be out.
The logic here.
I don't know who we're voting for.
She points out that his screw-up is probably not going to cost her game. But she's not going to go out without a fight. She wants to try to save her own skin. She appeals to Ryan and Allie. Devin and Ryan are glad. They're so glad that they have everyone coming to them. This little scene made me wonder if perhaps we were seeing a power couple in it for the long haul.
Maybe.
They're just kind of reminding us. You know, there was no real reason for that scene other than, I don't know, like showing that they have the power in the group.
Yeah.
But they actually disagree on who they want to stay in because Ryan wants Patrick to stay, but Devin prefers Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren to stay,
but prefers Lauren's also good because Lauren, they really like you.
Well, now was that another mistake by Patrick to walk down to the water and let Lauren know that she was on the chopping block?
I think she kind of knew because she said in her confessional.
Well, she probably did, but it's like, why do you go down there at all? Why do you go down there at all? You're not. He wasn't convincing
at
all.
Yeah, well, because he's a bad player.
Truth. Hashtag truth. I speak the truth. I think you're 100% right.
And she was already mad at him.
Yeah.
She already blamed him for the loss, and now him going down there with that stupid grin, and basically saying, "Oh well, I don't
She's
know.
Like,
who
I know
it
you're
is.
Gonna vote for me. Yeah, I can see it in your face."
And he goes, and he got that. And he just gave her, you know, some energy, some fuel. I mean, you don't give someone a reason to beat you. Patrick, you're terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible player.
Yeah.
Now, I say that in a nice way. Don't hunt me down.
Jack's official, you're a terrible player stamp.
I would just like to remind everyone that Jack is the one that said that.
Actually, Jack is on a vacation this week. It's Mike Bloom.
Here's the thing, Jack. I mean, obviously, Sir Bolton became kind of the used name throughout the Survivor online community. So the players are listening to this. So I wouldn't want Sir Bolton on my bad side. So Sir Bolton,
I'm sure Sir Bolton's a nice guy in real life. He's just a bad player. Okay. Maybe Maybe if he gets invited back,
he'll saw the way he was in that tribal council. I don't know if you'd take what you're saying right now in context of his game.
Oh, he'll be mad for a couple weeks, but it'll take him a while to find me. So,
hey, Sir Bolton, feel free to message me, and I will give you Jack's address.
SurvivorJJC@gmail.com.
Or just go to google.com, and you can just Google my address and my name. And I've been living in San Diego for a long time.
Okay. Tribal Council. Lauren throws Sir Bolton under the bus. He takes responsibility for his poor challenge performance. And then Lauren gets a little John Locke, or not John Locke, Jack Shepard, where she's like, we're going to lose together and we're going to win together. And I was like, oh my God, please say or get voted out alone.
I thought she did hurt herself a little by saying, I don't ever trust redheads, or whatever she said. I go, well, that was
See, I thought
weird.
She was being kind of sarcastic, because she also had that debatable little inside joke with, about Val, Jeremy's wife. When, she points out that Patrick's always looking for the idol, and she can't, and he's like, well, maybe she has the idol. And she's like, yeah, I have two, actually.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But I think she was being serious about the redhead thing. She had that Jay look.
I love redheads. What are you talking about? I
feel go like, back, Patrick, go back
I feel
and listen
like this to is slander.
Patrick, you go back character. And listen to any podcast that Jay's on where he met redheads are brought up.
Jack yeah, he actually it took it over and over again.
Yeah, it took a lot of convincing to get Jay to watch Homeland because what's his Damian Lewis is a redhead.
What, now you're just regurgitating Jack's jokes, Colleen? What the
no,
hell?
No, I'm not. I haven't made a ball joke yet, and really that would be totally
the
jumping the
of Jack's
that would be jumping
jokes.
The shark for me.
Jay has never said, don't trust a ginger. Or actually, Jay says ginge. So I'm not even denying it at this point. Look at this.
What? Look at what? You can't even see me right now.
You're not denying it.
I'm not. What am I not denying?
You
I
said
love,
can't
I love
trust
red-haired it. People. They're my favorite people.
That's true. You were very nice. You even let one stay at our house back in May.
Exactly.
And you have said that...
Wait, Jay's like going, there was a redhead person at our house?
Slept on my bed.
Your nap bed, yes, she did.
Yes, my nap bed.
And you really wanted Shandy to stay here, too.
Both
of my broadcast co-hosts are redheads.
Exactly.
And Jay likes both of them better than me.
Exactly. I would swap them out for Colleen any day.
Yeah, but note both of them to replace just me. I'm just saying.
Well, I stand corrected.
Anyway, they have a back and forth. Apparently, Ryan has also never been in a relationship before. So that was.
I like how you said, do you have anyone in mind, Jeff?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, this should have been Parents versus Virgins. That should have been the title of this season.
Yeah.
Versus grandparents.
Versus grandparents.
It's not even that funny, but it is. I'm so tired.
The producers are listening to this going, that's a great
That's
idea.
A great idea. It's the greatest social experiment in the world. Can a bunch of virgins live together on one island?
But they have to all be related.
Ew.
Ew.
Why?
Well, because it just makes it more drama. I mean, you have the grandparents.
Game of Thrones, Jack. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be like Duggars versus?
No, you can. I'm not saying they're going to have sex on the island. What are you guys talking about? The grandparents have...
Well, if you throw a bunch of virgins on like one island together, you would think that they'd, want to de-virginize. I don't know.
It's Survivor.
Just look at Cole and Jessica or whatever. What's her name? Jessica.
Jessica. Yeah. But Ryan is also adorable.
But she's truly in love with Cole is my goal.
She is smitten.
She is smitten.
Definitely smitten.
Yes. But she's going to fight Jay for Cole.
Yeah, Jessica, you better watch out. You don't deserve him.
We do need to ship Ryan with
Cole
someone.
Cole can stay on my nap bed.
Oh, maybe Hannah. Hannah from Millennials Gen Xers.
Oh, is she a virgin too?
No, I don't know. Does it matter? Who cares?
Oh, I thought we were casting our virgins versus parents season.
And grandparents.
You missed my Duggars joke, in which case virgins and parents would all be the same
thing. So we have Rudy and Joe, right? Grandparents, Rudy and Joe.
Uh-huh.
Who's the guy that won that one time? The older guy. He was the first one to make a fake idol.
You mean, wait, Agent Joe?
Yes.
Agent Joe, the old guy.
I think Rudy might not pass the physical and mental test to come out anymore, though.
Who's that?
Oh, Rudy.
Rudy.
Oh, it's Grandpa, though. It doesn't matter. anyway.
Anyway. I'm sure we can get some grandpas.
Let's move on.
Is Debbie a grandparent?
I'm sure she is.
I'm sure she is.
Her cat had kittens once.
I'm the best grandparent ever.
I will say I was in California for a little bit this past week, and I encountered some people that consider themselves doggy parents.
Oh, goodness. That is Jay's pet peeve.
I hate people that are, but the people that have like dogs that think they're their kids, like, come on, don't even start with that.
Although we did treat Zoe, the cat, like she was a...
But we never said, I'm a cat parent.
Yeah, we never did.
Oh, were you on the podcast where I talked about on the Ramblecast where the lady came by with a stroller?
Yeah, you were on that.
And she had a dog in the stroller.
Well, I asked, I was like, you don't have a stroller for him. They're like, yes, we do have a stroller, and we also have a baby Bjorn. I'm like, ugh.
I saw somebody with a baby Bjorn and a dog.
Yeah. It's horrible. Terrible.
These pet companies are just making a fortune on people.
Well, it's because in California, people can't afford to have kids, so they just have to like replace them with.
Do they get a tax write-off for them?
Not enough to live
in
California.
That'll be next.
We went to Ralph's and a normal cost of like $20 ended up being a $70 cost.
Oh my God! Yes. So we went to Ralph's because I needed to get contact solution.
You need to explain to people outside of California what a Ralph's is.
It's a grocery store.
It's like,
yeah, I know what it is, but I mean, people.
It's like your
hair.
Actually, it's owned by Kroger, or it's the same company as Kroger or whatever.
Yeah, but we don't have them out here.
We
so.
Went in because I didn't want to go through the hassle.
Somebody didn't want to pay $25 to check a bag. You're paying $70 for eye.
So I needed to get contact solution because I didn't want to deal with. Because last time I checked contact
solution.
Eye solution. Yeah. So, but when
contact
I
contact solution.
Contact solution.
I've never paid $70 for eye.
Well, no,
contact
no.
Solution.
Okay, I'm telling the story now. So, the last time I took. Yes, it does. When I came back from San Diego a few weeks ago, I took contact solution through security. They, of course, even though I took it out separately and put it in the little circular band, they still had to go and take it and test it separately, and it was taking forever, so I kind of forgot it. And I didn't want to have to deal with that this time, because I also had Zach, so I was like, I'll just buy it when I get there.
Yeah, if you check your bag, you can put as much.
There was no reason to check the bag.
She didn't want to pay the 20. Actually, it was Southwest. You didn't have to pay to check it.
I didn't want to check a bag.
Anyways, continue.
So we went to the Ralph's, so it's next to the airport, and the contact solution, which is normally like $11.99 at our Target, was $22. It was.
Why'd you get the big bottle?
Because they were sold out of the single bottle. So.
Anyway,
I also, I had to get a bunch of other stuff. I made a list on the plane.
There goes Ralph from California as our sponsor.
Well, you know something? We also saw an actress in there, and I could not figure out who she was, but I know she was someone. She looked like Rebecca Gayhart, but she was not her, and I know I'm going to see her in something randomly and be like, that's the lady from Ralph's, and nobody's going to be around to hear it.
So. I was going to make a joke, but I decided not to.
All right, then.
I'll tell you guys off air.
All right, so Patrick gets voted out. I'm getting the wrap it up sign here.
Well, I guess the producer's back.
No, I'm not saying wrap it up. I'm saying move along.
Move it along. which is something that Ryan is probably not going to hear the first time he's in a relationship. I'm just kidding. He's my winner's pick. I'm allowed to rag on him. I like him.
I think that you can do that. You can't pick on anybody you have picked to be the winner.
That seems a little harsh.
Anyways, moving on.
Patrick gets voted out, and he's like, you guys are awful. Oh, my God. You guys are...
But his look, the way he stared at him.
I mean, he got a little scary.
Lauren's like going, "Yeah, I got you."
He was looking at them like he looked at that crab on that beach.
Y'all mine.
You all lied to me. Nobody lies to me.
In a game filled with lies, you lied to me.
Even though he lied on to Lauren on the
exactly.
I don't like liars unless it's me.
So I'm doing the lying.
Sad. All right. You want to move on? Does anybody have anything to say about that? Writing was on the wall.
Yeah. I thought it was the right pick for that team. We'll see how that goes into play for next week. On Survivor.
I think it was a good move because he's not stable as far as a player. And Ryan was saying, you merge, you got to have we only have four of us left. We have to be one team to survive. And he'd be all over the place.
Yep. 100%. And time and time again, it's very rare that the unstable people make it to the end, unless you have somebody who wants to bring them along. And again, even then, an unstable person being brought along as a goat is rare. Is really rare. Save for Phil Shepard, but he was kind of a harmless, unstable person.
You have to take a chance. And this, like, he's,
yeah, we talked about this last week.
This guy's just all over the place.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. All right, Colleen. Any feedback for us?
We have a lot of feedback.
Well,
we have three whole emails.
Three whole emails. Well, let's get into those now.
All right, the first one is from Sean. Hey guys, can't believe I haven't emailed you yet. Probably because I have a new watching buddy, my daughter Morgan, and I have to get her to bed after. Oh, does she like the blue team too? She's my younger daughter, but she's my Star Wars, Marvel, DC, Harry Potter partner.
Nice.
Aw, I like her already. So glad to have her on.
But screw his other kids.
They don't like nothing I like.
So glad to have her on board. She asked because all summer she was playing a game on Roblox that was Survivor Complete with Jeff. Oh, that's cool. On to my observations of the episode. Allie and her shoes in the water. Those aren't water shoes. I hate wet socks and shoes, compulsively so, and it distracts me every time. It's all I see.
Well, it's kind of the never have wet socks thing, right?
My wife said the same thing. She goes, why is she wearing her shoes in the water? I go, I don't know.
It can't be comfortable. It's like the whole jeans in the water thing. It can't be comfortable.
Yeah. And then she asked me, goes, does using sand to wash yourself help? I go, I guess when you don't have soap.
He's an exfoliator, right?
Sand's a great exfoliator, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but
I guess. I mean, they do it all the time.
Still get, like, fungus on your feet from wearing wet socks and shoes all the time? Ew. And the heat? Gross.
Ow.
Maybe she didn't want to step on the octopus and cut her foot.
That's true. Mo Morgan loves Jessica. When she kissed Cole, she was like, they're so cute. I said that too. She's so in love with her hippie dude, Devin. I'm in trouble. Yeah, you are.
Honestly, I think hottest on the whole line is Devin. I think he's the cutest.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Cole is my goal.
Over Cole?
Yeah.
Ryan, who's adorable?
Yeah. I'm going Devin.
I'm dating myself here, but Devin looks like Randolph Mantooth.
I have, like, no idea who that is.
That sounds like some old person, like a 1920s talkie or 30s talkie.
It's
Reginald Mantooth.
Randolph Mantooth from Emergency. Engine 51, Squad 51. I will post a picture of it because people are like, I know that everyone's out there going, who?
Like one of those still ones were from, like, Tombstone.
My sister was in love with him, and she would literally watch Emergency, no matter what it was on, she would watch it in the Spanish. She'd watch it from the Tijuana station with the rabbit ears and fuzz going. I go, what are you watching? She goes, Emergency. I go, it's in Spanish. You can't even see it. But it had Randolph Mantooth.
I'm hearing his voice. Just stop talking.
It's kind of
all that matters.
Kind of like Zach and the Goofy thing on the airplane yesterday.
Or it's kind of like Colleen watching Ken is a 10 on Instagram on mute.
Exactly.
Or the fact that Jay right now is trying to fulfill his calorie goal on his Apple Watch, and he's driving me crazy because he's like punching the air. I wish you guys could see this right now. He's like making like jabs and hooks.
Well, because we came in later last night from our trip from California, and I didn't take the charger out of my luggage for my watch, so my watch wasn't charged today, and I'm on a 30-day move streak, so I'm just kind of trying to keep my move streak going.
There you go. I reached my calorie goal today by having us making a vanilla shake before we recorded.
Nice.
I had.
We have one more email.
Oh, I'm not done with this one.
Oh, perfect.
All right. was I the only one having commercials run for 2 seconds during the immunity challenge? Strange, like subliminal messages. You must have, because we were watching the CVS app and we were fine. I'm starting to think Lauren is a final three. Just a strange vibe. Doe kiss of death. I typed that before the challenge. I think Lauren might be going pretty far.
Well, she doesn't. Only problem is she doesn't have Patrick to use as leverage anymore. But I think she's a smart player.
Yeah, I do too. I think she might be at least top five, baby, or top six.
Did we all have her pre-merge or merge?
I will check. Colleen, keep talking.
Okay, I think we all had her pre-merge.
I think we all did.
Yeah. Tribal Council. Whoa, what's up with the ginger hate? Chemistry has to be.
We had her pre-merge across the board.
Okay. Chemistry has to be Lauren out, right? Nope. Lots of merge talk. Tribe switch next week. Time to vote. Legitimately shocked, but why? But why be? You guys are awful. Patrick Tisk Tisk. Well, that's it for tonight. Sean, north of Boston, and Morgan too.
Hey, Sean.
I wasn't shocked. I kind of was thinking.
I was a little worried when Allie first talked, and she said something. She kind of backed up. Well, you know, that's over with and done with. And Lauren kind of looked at her like. And then she's like, and she kind of, but then she came back later on with, you know, kind of going against Patrick. So I go, oh, where is she going with this? I have no idea. So anyway.
All right. This one is from Mandy. One of the big criticisms of Survivor has been them not telling us Patrick and Allie knew each other. Was this more because he's an early boot or they didn't want to admit their oopsies? My guess is it was probably an early boot. It wasn't going to be irrelevant. Yeah, it wasn't like they were going to the final three together, in which case there'd be outrage. Yep.
They knew each other.
Yes, they went to college together.
I did not know that.
Yes, they did.
Patrick and Allie did? When was this brought up?
I mentioned it on the first episode, maybe? Maybe the one of the times we recorded.
Listening.
It was not brought up. It was brought off like in one of the interviews or something that they had.
How would they allow that?
That was the question.
Huh. I mean, again, that could be something where they just didn't know. I mean, it's kind of far back. But again, at the end of the day, it didn't matter.
Yeah, no, I think it was just
she voted him out.
Yeah, I think that
was a liability.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hashtag Cole is my goal. Oh, Cole, why couldn't you wait until you lost the challenge to have verbal diarrhea?
Yeah, that wasn't a great move.
And finally, this one is from Victoria. One word, meh. That is all. This Survivor is boring. I expect more.
It's, you know, it's always tough the first few episodes, especially in a new character season or new, you know, purse people season. Because it takes a while for, you know, to really build favorites and stuff like that. It's very rare.
We've talked about it last week. I think it is kind of slow so far, but it was a little better today than last week.
Yeah, I found some better character moments, like all the adorable moments that we've joked about this episode. So was it, you know, super exciting or whatever? No, but, you know, there was still enough, I think.
There's enough strategy going on that you can tell it's going to get better as it goes along. I mean, at least there's people playing the game, and that's always good for a season of Survivor.
Yes, so. And I think that we also have a lot of characters on the Heroes Tribe and the Healers Tribe, and because they haven't gone to Tribal Council the last 2 weeks, we haven't seen a lot from them. Right?
And you also have a lot of opinionated people, too, strong-willed people. So.
Right, but when
Alan and Joe get together, what's going to happen?
Right.
Yep. There's going to be a lot of, you know, headbutting there, so.
Yes.
Correct. You are correct,
just be,
sir.
Be patient, Victoria. I guarantee you this will be a top three season of Survivor.
Yeah.
in the last three seasons.
Nicely done, Jack. Well, if that is it for listener feedback, that means it's time to tally the votes. So for our preseason picks, let's see where we put old Sir Patrick Bolton. I said merge, so nothing. Colleen said merge, so nothing. But Jack said pre-merge, so Jack gets a point.
Jack's on a roll this season.
You are on a roll, sir. And in terms of who is going to get voted off, Jack, you said Rourke. Big nope.
Well, at least she spoke this episode.
Colleen said Alan. Nope. And Mike, thank you, sir. In my stead, you picked Sir Bolton. Thus giving me the points.
Does Mike have some inside scoop on who's getting voted off, though?
No. He's just post-exit interviews.
Okay, all right. Well, just be careful, Mike.
All right.
I hope you're doing it via Skype.
All right. Let's see. Jack, you get to pick first.
All right. So I say Joe goes home.
Oh, okay. It's a smart pick.
It is a smart pick.
Colleen.
This is kind of tough because it's all bets are off, and I don't know who we've kind of seen a little bit this week who hasn't played.
Can I pick Simone again?
Who hasn't really played into.
How did she have so much clothes?
She didn't think she was going home.
did she bring a suitcase? I mean, did she check in her suitcase? That's what I guess we should ask. But
she bring contact solution?
Who has that much clothes there on the island?
I just don't show it all the time, but they probably all right. do.
Yeah.
All right, I just keep seeing the same people wearing the same stuff. Simone brought an outfit for 39 every an outfit different for 39 days.
All right, we've let Colleen stall long enough. Colleen,
I know, and I'm still running through my head. Man, this is tough. Five, all right, I'm going to say Ashley. Ashley's the half of the power couple, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say Ashley.
Ashley? No chance.
Since I am currently
0% chance of winning the game.
Since I'm currently tied with Jack, and this is a who the heck knows how it's going to go. I'm going to say Joe.
Oh, you coward!
It's strategy. Alluded to just recently the totals for this season so far. I have 3 points. Jack has 3 points. And Colleen has one. Sorry, Colleen.
Ouch.
I know. This point. Is really sad. I also, you know what? I have to say about this season, meh. So far, too.
So the current leaders for the Mr. Crab trophy are Jack and I. All right.
See, Sir Bolton, we named a trophy after you.
Yeah.
So don't hunt us down.
Don't hunt Jack down. Let's specify here, Jack.
Or Mike.
Anyways, that will do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, that's 385-309-0311. Calling time with questions, comments, and or theories. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup, where we do have a live discussion on Survivor as it airs. You can also send an email to SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Once again, that's SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. All of our podcasts, including this one, are made possible by our listeners through our Patreon at patreon.com/JayandJack. Want to especially thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you, guys. We couldn't do
creepy
it without
letter
you.
Carrier.
No, mailman.
The broadcast labeled him mailman, so I'm following that.
So we can officially say mailman?
We can. I don't know about you guys.
I don't want to be thrown in my face later on.
Be safe, Jack. You probably said a letter carrier.
All right, I'll stick with letter carrier.
Whether you give a dollar or more, it all helps. And the more you give, the more cool stuff that you get. So check it out on jayandjack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link today. If you use Amazon, like getting SPF 100 sunblock, which maybe Sir Patrick could have used. Maybe he got a little sun crazy. Go to jayandjack.com/Amazon. Anything you buy using that link, a small percentage of that sale will go to the Jay and
or
Jack.
Or a tiny house.
If you love this show and you want to give us kudos for it, give us a review on iTunes. jayandjack.com/iTunes has all of our podcasts on there, including this one, Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Check out the other shows we're producing this fall. Stranger Things. With who guested in my place last week, Mike Bloom, Jay, Jack, and Mike. is up and live. First episode is up and recording our second episode later this week. In preparation for the season two premiere, we are rewatching season one that will lead right up to that season two premiere, which will take us through the month of November, which is really exciting. Dancing with the Stars with Jack, Cindy, and Heather is in full swing. Jack, how has the fan response been since you guys went off the air and now that you're back?
It's been pretty okay. I like the fact that people are agreeing with me that I should be a judge.
Nice.
So I think I got that going for me.
You guys do have the best artwork, although I love the Stranger Things artwork.
I got to go with Dancing with the Stars. It's my favorite.
It's really awesome.
Pretty darn good.
I went, wow, that's amazing. This last week they had their backstories and thank. It was a tearjerker. I didn't cry, but some people did.
Not gonna name any names, Heather and Cindy. But yeah, awesome. And also our perennial shows, the Ramblecast, as always. And broadcast, and there was a special.
The broadcast is me.
Has Colleen on there.
We had a really funny episode last week.
Since the new trailer dropped for The Last Jedi, we have a new Owen and Beru's Barbecue on the feed. So Owen and Beru's Barbecue is the Jay and Jack Network Star Wars podcast. It has Matt, who has some of the best lists on the internet.
I did tell people, don't worry, he doesn't give a top 10 list on the Star Wars podcast.
Boston from the Ramblecast, as well as Nick from the Game of Thrones podcast, as well as the Ramblecast. They do a Star Wars podcast called Owen and Brew's Barbecue. Again, get their thoughts, their hot takes on the Last Jedi trailer.
I get it. Hot takes on Owen and Brew's Barbecue.
They literally, like, the trailer dropped on Monday Night Football, immediately following, they recorded a podcast about it. So check that out if you would like to hear their thoughts. Nick is probably the most nerdy at. Oh, Matt and Nick are.
Nah,
pretty
I
nerdy.
Think Matt's. It's a toss up.
They're
but
all
I did
pretty
a,
nerdy.
I did ask Nick on the Ramblecast, and he wouldn't tell me, since I have to listen to the podcast. Did you hate the trailer?
Me?
No, Nick.
Nick. Okay. Well, you can get my thoughts. Nobody cares about my thoughts. So check out the Owen and Beru's Barbecue podcast for their hot takes on the Last Jedi trailer.
I'm guessing you love the trailer.
It's a trailer. As a trailer, I like the trailer, but it's one of those things where I'll be happy to see it in the theaters. I think it did a good job. It didn't, like, you know, spoil everything or give everything away like some trailers do sometimes. So in that regard, I think it was a really good trailer.
All right.
All right, then.
Well, that will do it.
This is the quietest I've ever been.
Without any further ado, we'll close out this show. We'll see you guys next week for an episode of Survivor. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.